Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's start with a little exercise. I want you to remember your answers for these statements that you're going to fill in the blanks for. The first statement is this. You are stuck right now doing blank. And the second statement is this. In the future, you would like to do blank. Fill it in. Remember your answers. We're going to come back. There are no right or wrong answers, but this is kind of a reflective thought process to get into our text here today, but we'll come back to this at the end of my message. Jesus redirects Simon's career. Simon has been out on the lake unsuccessfully fishing. I can relate to that. I've had lots of unsuccessful fishing trips, lots of adventures, falling into lakes even, lots of adventures of not catching anything. Simon's had a rough night, and Jesus comes to him in the morning and says, "Go out a little further and cast out the nets, Simon." Now, the translation that you heard read this morning doesn't really pick this up well, but Simon's response is this. He basically says, "Jesus, we've been out all night. I guess if you say it, we'll go ahead and do it." That's not the tone, my friends. The tone actually is much more sarcastic and doubtful, I think. I think Simon was saying something like this. "Jesus, I've been out all night. Come on. You want us to throw this out? What a waste of time. We'll do it. Fine. My goodness. Come on, guys." Something like that is probably more accurate to the way this all worked. Simon is redirected by Jesus in this moment because in comes a big haul of fish. A big haul of fish. Simon was used to getting one or two fish. He's a simple fisherman, maybe one or two fish for dinner, maybe breakfast the next day. But see, this would have been the height of his career, this catch of fish. Two boatloads full of fish sinking in the lake. This moment would be like a lawyer making partner at the firm. It would be like a baseball player making the Hall of Fame, or like a firefighter finally becoming the chief. This is the crown point of his career. And at this moment, Jesus comes in and redirects Simon. "Simon, I'd like you no longer to be a fisher of people or of men. But I'd like for you to become, or I'd no longer like for you to become a fisherman of fish. I'd like for you to become a fisherman of people, of men." Jesus redirects Simon's career. See, this miracle is not so much, and Jesus is not so much just a miracle to get the wows and the ahs from other people. This miracle is about redirecting just one person. And he did. And it's the pattern of Jesus with this man named Simon. Jesus redirects Simon all throughout his life. At one point, he even redirects Simon with his own name. Simon's name is Simon. It's one of those ordinary names like Jason or David. Sorry if you're a Jason or David, or if you're casting in, if you're watching this. But Simon is like that very common, ordinary name. In fact, if you look up in the New Testament how many Simons there are, you're going to find seven. And if you're confused over which Simon you're talking about, you're joining the crowd, because I'm confused sometimes what Simon they're talking about. Simon was, let's say he was undependable. He would commit to something and promise something, but he wouldn't really follow through. Simon was vacillating oftentimes. He'd make a decision, or he'd commit to a project, like going out of the boat, walking to Jesus. Then he really wouldn't follow through the project. He would sink, as he did, down into the waters. Simon was, yeah, he really wasn't all that dependable. He'd be the first one to say something, but then he'd be the first to kind of slither on back and get behind the scenes. That's Simon. Jesus redirected Simon with a name change. He gave him the name Peter. Well, let's actually say he added a name. His name became Simon Peter. Peter means, as you may remember well, it means rock. I think Jesus gave him that name so that Peter could remember who he ought to be. That he shouldn't be so flighty. That he shouldn't be so up and down. That he should be dependable. A rock for Jesus and a rock for other people. Jesus redirects Simon with a name change. He redirects him with a career change, a name change, and he redirects him with life plans. My friends, a question for you today as you tune in is this. Are you willing to be redirected by Jesus? As I think about that question, I don't like to be redirected by anyone. I like to be the one directing or redirecting other people. Maybe you can relate. Our little 18-month-old Miles, I've learned, really needs a lot of redirection. He enjoys getting into the cabinets and pulling out all the pots and pans and putting them out on the kitchen floor and all sorts of arrangements. It's kind of cute as he does this. But then as the pots and pans as they're taken back and placed into the cabinets, he does it again in another design on the floor. And this time it's kind of annoying. And he does it a third time and a fourth time. And what I've learned as a parent is it doesn't really work to say stop or no. What works is to redirect him. And so what we have him do now is we have him move his lawnmower up and down, his toy lawnmower up and down the kitchen floor. We're training him for future use. It's redirection. Now think back to that original question, the first, not question, but statement. Here it was. I am stuck now doing blank. How did you answer that? Maybe you answered it this way. I'm stuck right now doing something that I really enjoy doing, but I'm not getting any results. Or maybe your answer is this. Maybe it's a sin that you just can't beat and you don't have the power to overcome it. Or maybe you're stuck just living in the time that we're living today with all the strangeness of what's going on. Monday looks like Tuesday. Tuesday looks like Thursday. Saturday looks like Monday. Who knows what day of the week it is? You're stuck. For this reason, that's why we need to be redirected, to hear Jesus' voice, to have him say to us, I want you to go in this way or in that way. You know, one person with the right word can really move another person. Tommy Lasorda was the baseball manager for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I didn't look it up. I think it was early in the 1980s, maybe even into the early 2000s. A long time he was the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he'd like to have a beat on the farm clubs and to know who was up and coming down below in the AAA and the AA affiliate. Well, one particular year, I think it was in the early 80s, he saw a young, talented player who was a string bean and didn't look all that powerful, but he had a fastball and was extremely accurate. And Tommy Lasorda believed that this particular player would ultimately become the face of the franchise. There was one problem. This player was timid and shy, a string bean, self-effacing, didn't want notoriety. Lasorda needed him to become tenacious and competitive and tough. But how would he do that? He clearly had the talent. Lasorda ultimately decided to give him a nickname to make him tougher. The Bulldog. Tough, tenacious, gritty. And ultimately that player worked into that nickname and became a Bulldog. That player was Oral Hershiser, one of the greatest pitchers in the 1980s. I think he made it to the Hall of Fame. Almost all of it could be credited to Tommy Lasorda by giving him a name, redirecting Oral Hershiser to becoming a Bulldog. Now, I believe in the days that we're living that pretty much everyone these days needs a Tommy Lasorda that's going to come up to them and coach them and redirect them in the way that they should be. You know, there's some sad things that have come out just recently this last week. The Center of Disease Control, the CDC, announced a, 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 the results of a survey that went out to America, that went out to Americans in the last month regarding mental health and behavior health. The results were staggering. Over 5,000 Americans were surveyed. 41% of Americans, 41, that's almost one out of every two, are reporting at least one adverse mental health or behavioral episode in the last 4 months. That's staggering, almost 50%. 31% said that they are suffering from very much so increased levels of anxiety and depression. 13% are saying now that they are using drugs or alcohol at a level that they hadn't a year before. Now, those numbers are just numbers, of course. Everyone would say that. But here's the thing. Those numbers are 3 to 4 times higher than the survey that was given 1 year ago. You'll hear me say this all the time at Peace, but it's true. Mental health and behavioral challenges that come our way, those are not sins. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to admit that we're going through tough times. And in fact, tough times, we're living in them, and it's okay to have those things happen to us, but they are an indicator that we really, really need a coach that can redirect us. Jesus is here. He's in our service each week. He's in your life. And his word of forgiveness, my friends, gives you the nickname that you need to make the change. See, when we confess our sins, those that we know, but also those that we don't know, but God knows, we can live in Jesus' forgiveness and his love. And it's at that point that he gives us a nickname so that we can be the people that we ought to be. If you were formerly known as a thief, with his forgiveness and love, you are known as the generous one. If you were in your past known as that angry person, with his forgiveness and love, you can be known as the joyful and the blessed one. And the beautiful thing is, with that new identity, Jesus redirects you, gives you a quote-unquote career change to be a fisherman of other people, to draw them in to his forgiveness and love that he offers to all people so that they too can live in that forgiveness and love. Now, a lot of Christians make this mistake. They think that once they get that nickname through Jesus' forgiveness and they have that redirection, they think that their life will forever be changed and that they'll always live by that moniker and nickname. They'll never go back. Now, here's the thing about Simon. His name is Simon. And remember, Jesus gave him the name Peter, and so Simon and Peter. You see, whenever Simon reverts back to his old ways, an interesting thing happens in the Gospels and with Jesus. Jesus goes back to calling him Simon. Like the time when Jesus says that Simon will betray him, the name that Jesus gives to Simon at that point is he goes back to Simon. Or the time in the Garden of Gethsemane when Simon is supposed to stay awake and be watchful but falls asleep, Jesus wakes him up by not calling him Peter but by saying, "Simon, Simon, wake up." But whenever Simon acts like a rock, Jesus refers to him as Peter, dependable. And in the book of Acts, he's known as Peter. So I want to let you know how I call Simon, the name I give him. I give him both names, Simon and Peter. Simon Peter. There's a little bit of that old in him. There's also that new in him. And that's the way it is with you, my friends. We'll never be perfect until Jesus comes again. We're living with that old part of us. We also have that newness that Jesus gives to us in which we're redirected. But the greatest point of it all is that Jesus stays with us and he keeps redirecting us no matter where we are on the journey with him. This is the story of Jesus and Simon as well as for you. So let's go back to that opening question. Right now, you are stuck doing blank. In the future, you want to be doing blank. Critical question. A lot of people are raising those statements and they really want a change in their life. Most people are going about it by trying to force the change and just to change habits, thinking that that will cover it. And in 40 days or in 80 days, it'll all change and be better. But we learn an important lesson from Simon today. How do we make that change? Stuck where we are, moving to where we need to be. We become a little more submissive to Jesus' voice and being redirected by him. Simon Peter did that. Brash, vacillating, kind of not dependable, but the more he drew back and listened to Jesus' voice, the more he became that rock living Jesus' purpose for him. So let's make sure we follow that path. Jesus is ready to redirect and take us to where we need to be. Amen.